You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Thursday, June 16th, and this is Reds Baseball Talk with Chris Welsh. He joins us for a second week in a row. Chris from Fox Sports Ohio. And Chris, we thank you for the time. And as we speak, the Reds coming off a disappointing loss today. They lose to the Braves 7-2. And Chris, I got to think, after taking the first two games of that four-game series against a woeful Atlanta team, to walk away with a split has got to be disappointing.
Yeah, I think it was. It was a long game last night. The Reds played 13 innings in 5 hours, 13 minutes, and ended up losing that ball game, I think, 9-8. This afternoon, the game started at noon. So, you know, you had to sleep fast, get to the ballpark quickly. And the Reds just really didn't have a lot of zip out there. And it's one of those things where I think that had they come out with a little bit more energy, a little bit better mindset, they would have been in this ball game. But the Braves just separated themselves. Freddie Freeman was just simply too much for them to handle in this series.
Yeah, Freeman hitting for the cycle last night, the first cycle of 2016. I believe 3 more hits in this game today, which the Braves win 7-2. And, Chris, what was especially disappointing last night from the Reds' perspective, their bullpen was outstanding for 6 innings. Guys like Hoover, Ramirez, and Tony Cingrani. And then I believe Alfredo Simon's first inning, a scoreless one, but then he blows up in the 13th. And then to lose that way after the bullpen was so outstanding, to lose an 8-6 lead in the 13th, that really had to sting.
Yeah, it really was. But, you know, at the same time, the Reds were simply out of pitching. They had used 7 pitchers total last night. And just one of those situations where, you know, unless your team scores, it's awfully tough to win on the road in extra innings. And that's where the Reds put themselves last night. It's one of those games that could have gone either way. The Reds had a situation for 2 nights in a row where they had the Braves, station loaded, Braves did. Nobody out, and the Reds were able to get out of that jam. And so the Reds, I think, were feeling pretty lucky just to escape and be able to make that game to a 13.
Yeah, they did get out of a lot of jams, a lot of hot water last night before it fell apart in the 13th. And, Chris, when you look at the bullpen overall, you know, we've chronicled their struggles all during April, all during May, but I brought up the names, Hoover, Ramirez, and Tony Cingrani, and, Simon on occasion. But it seems like for the first time this year, this bullpen is finally finding some traction and some consistency. Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah, it does. And I think it's even going to get better as the season goes on because there's a couple of guys that the Reds expected to be here all year long. The opening day starter, Raisel Iglesias, is going to be in the bullpen fairly soon when he returns from a rehab assignment. Michael Lorenzen, who was in the rotation last year, when he returns from a rehab assignment, and he's nearly ready to go, he'll be going into the bullpen. So you're going to see a change in personnel, but I think you're going to see an uptick in the quality of arms that are down there too. So Brian Price is anxious for that to happen. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it seems like better days on the horizon for this improving Reds bullpen. And Chris, with regards to the starting rotation, in the month of June, I think Brandon Finnegan, by far and away, has been their best starter. 2-0 in 3 starts, a 1.86 ERA, opposing batters only hitting .206 against him. And what gives you confidence that Finnegan is finally putting it all together, realizing all that potential, as opposed to a guy who maybe is just getting hot for a couple of weeks?
Well, you got to remember that Finnegan's only 23 years old, so you don't get it all at one time. It takes a while to understand what pitching in the big leagues is all about. But he does get the idea. He understands that he's got to command his fastball better. He's got a great arm, life on his fastball, good changeup and slider and so on. He's as tough a competitor as you'll ever meet on a baseball diamond. I mean, this is a guy that just doesn't want to back down to anybody. So it's that intangible that I probably like the best about Finnegan. Secondly, he's got his ears open and his mouth shut. So he's willing to learn and hear what veteran people have to say to him and trying to coach him. So I think that he's got a very high ceiling. It's interesting because of all the three pitchers that the Reds got in exchange for Johnny Cueto from the Kansas City Royals last year, Finnegan was the one guy that they had penciled in tentatively as a bullpen pitcher. But he's been set on being a starter, and he's pitched very well. So far, he's been the Reds' most consistent starter. One thing you may not know, Matt, is that Saturday there was a TBA, to be announced, pitcher for the Reds against the Houston Astros. The Reds are finally going to bring up their young prospect who also came over from the Kansas City Royals, Cody Reed, a left-hander who will remind a lot of people of Madison Bumgarner. They say that he was the real jewel in the entire deal, and he's pitched very well down in AAA this year. He's probably going to get his major league start for the first time on Saturday against the Astros.
That's a huge, huge event, highly anticipated debut for Cody Reed. Fans have been dying to see him get his shot at the big league level. It's going to come this weekend against a formidable Houston Astros lineup, so something to look forward to there, certainly. And, Chris, to go back to Finnegan just briefly, you know, you said he's a great competitor, ears open, mouth shut, but he does have the ability to laugh at himself, too, because on Tuesday's game, I believe attempting a pickoff throw at second base, he completely lost his footing, falls to the ground, but the guy who was laughing hardest was him, so I think that kind of, you know, mitigated some of the embarrassment he would have felt from it.
Sometimes comedy is the best relief you can get. And, you know, the other part about Finnegan that I think matters in the National League is that the guy can really handle the bat. He's a very good athlete. He can run very well. He runs the bases. He's a young man that is used to playing the complete game of baseball. So when you look at Finnegan, you say, this guy's a great baseball player, not just a great pitcher.
Absolutely. A lot of promise with him. And, Chris, as we come down the home stretch here, you brought up Raisel Iglesias on the comeback trail. I believe Billy Hamilton is set to return tomorrow on Friday. What can you tell us about both of them?
Well, Billy Hamilton has gone through all the tests. I think they're waiting for the results of Major League Baseball as far as the protocol surrounding head injuries and concussions and so on. On the field, he looks fine. He took batting practice. He fielded a lot of ground balls, fly balls, et cetera. So he's passed that test no problem at all. So it'll be good to get Billy back on the field.
And, of course, Raisel Iglesias joining him, too. As you said, the opening day starter, but he's going to be in the bullpen when he does return. And this bullpen turning a corner to add Iglesias to that mix can only help. And, Chris, to wrap up here, the Reds have already struck a deal with their top overall pick, number 2 in last week's MLB draft, Nick Senzel, the standout college infielder from Tennessee. And I got to think that fans and media and players all very excited to add this talent to the mix.
Well, it's been a long time since the Reds have picked that high in the draft. They picked number 2 in the draft overall behind the Philadelphia Phillies, so they had nearly the choice of anybody they wanted, including A.J. Puck, the big left-hander from the University of Florida, and so on. So they decided to pick Senzel for a number of different reasons. They think he's very polished. They think he's got a good swing. The reports on him from the intensity and the field worthiness and so on are very high on Senzel. And the Reds are delighted that the Philadelphia Phillies did not pick him first and that he ended up falling to them. So it was one of those things where I think both sides are happy that's happening. The other thing about it is Senzel is a Scott Boras client, and the negotiations with Senzel did not drag on. They're immediately done. He's already been out in Arizona for a mini camp that the Reds have had out there for the draftees, and he's on his way to Billings, Montana, to play in the Summer A League up there. So it's all good for the Reds and also for Nick Senzel, and we hope the best for him as the season goes on.
And I know the name Scott Boras scares off a lot of teams, a lot of, you know, agents and GMs, but the Reds able to get a deal done with the number 2 overall pick, Nick Senzel, and hopefully good days on the horizon for both him and the Cincinnati Reds. Chris Welsh, we appreciate the time as always. We know you've had a very busy day already, so we certainly thank you very much, and we'll hopefully do it again somewhere down the road. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds.
MLB.tv Premium, the number 1 live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.